Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Llegamos a tiempo.
It's the end of August, halfway through the migrant farm labor season. Magdalena Lopez meets a group of farm workers outside of an apartment complex where they live on Urbana's east side. During the migrant season, she works as a food stamp outreach coordinator for the Illinois Migrant Council, a group that primarily helps migrant families with job training and finding housing. It also helps them sign up for food stamps. Lopez's work takes her to six east central Illinois counties, from Kankakee to Mattoon. At this point in the season, Lopez has already filled out more than 800 food stamp applications.
When they're here, you know, I'm here to work. I'm here, you know, to do, like, till all hours of the afternoon and weekends in order for them to do it in time.
One of the workers there is Rosendo Islas, who came from Texas. He works for Pioneer Hybrid. Islas can go to the local Department of Human Services office in Champaign to sign up for food stamps, where there are people who can help him in Spanish. But instead, he chooses to go to Lopez, in whom he has a high level of confidence that he says he can't get anywhere else.
I like doing it here because it's more one-on-one. Everyone is more understanding of the relationship we have with her. I can confide in her knowing that she does her job really well.
Lopez meets with Aurora Garcia, who also works for Pioneer. She asks Garcia about her income and family size. Garcia has been coming back and forth to Champaign County for the last 22 years from Texas. She typically signs up for food stamps through Lopez, but the day before I spoke to her, she tried to sign up at Champaign's DHS office. While the office is supposed to be staffed with permanent bilingual employees, Garcia says when she got there, there was no one to help her.
Porque fui al departamento de salud y no me dieron la hoja, fue todo lo que me dieron.
I went to DHS, and all they did was just give me the paperwork. They didn't ask me to wait. They didn't tell me to look for somebody. That's it. I was a little bit angry. They didn't ask for my name. I asked for Magdalena, and they didn't answer any questions.
Lopez says she often hears stories like these from migrant workers who have had a bad experience at a DHS office because of language barriers, confusion by people working at the front desk, or long waits. She says a group of about 40 migrants were recently turned away from the Coles County DHS office because a person who worked there said no one who spoke Spanish was available to help. That office, like the one in Champaign, does have permanent bilingual staff.
They went back again and the same thing happened. So then they called me and I told them, you know, they wanted to know if the people were going to go back. And I said, they're probably not going to go back because a lot of them, she says, well, we gave them applications. I said, yes, but some of them don't know how to write.
Where would those families go to get food?
They went to the pantries in Coles County.
No one should be, you know, turned away because of language or because of their background or so forth.
That's Nalita Smizer De Leon with the Illinois Department of Human Services. Her office oversees the Quinones Consent Decree. To settle a lawsuit filed back in the 1980s, the state agreed to increase interpreter and translation services in public aid offices where there was a high concentration of Spanish speakers. Many of the offices serving these clients, however, don't have bilingual staff available. Smizer De Leon says even in those cases, people who work at the front desk should at least be familiar with how to help a non-English speaker.
They also have a document in front of them, and it's like habla español, you know, key things that they can ask the individual and then have them point to the language, and then they go ahead and look for a bilingual person that speaks that language and brings them up to the front.
Smizer De Leon says each office also has instructional posters on the walls in Spanish and English with information about food stamp rights, migrant counties, and interpreter services.
You know, those are posters that are mandated through the Quinones Consent Decree that should be in every office.
And the Quinones Consent Decree provides even more help. It allows the state to contract with the Illinois Migrant Council to help farm workers sign up for food stamps.
The need for the program has increased, and the funding has not kept up pace with that.
That's Aloy Salazar, the executive director of the Illinois Migrant Council. The Migrant Council received about $40,500 for the current year from the Illinois Department of Human Services to maintain that program. But Salazar says that's not enough. The council has cut the program down to 2 food stamp outreach coordinators in the state, one of whom is Magdalena Lopez, whose job was done by 6 people up until a couple of years ago. Salazar says he's not sure if the program will survive.
It's getting harder and harder for us to provide the kind of services that we need to provide because of inflation, the cost of travel for the people that we hire, and that money is just not going far enough.
The state says at this point it's unable to pump more money into the Illinois Migrant Council's food stamp outreach efforts. One option, though, for the Migrant Council is to start using its own funds to support the program rather than relying on the state. If that were to happen, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the federal food stamp program, says it could reimburse the council for half of what it puts into outreach. Meanwhile, food banks like those in McLean and Champaign counties are making efforts to fill the gap with their own food stamp outreach coordinators. But like the Illinois Department of Human Services, they suffer from a lack of Spanish-speaking workers on the ground. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.